Z9V mobile. Tug tested and road ready.
We're HKX. He's sounding good, Leon.
Yeah, I have the antenna on the, that's the old truck. It took me out of the freight lot. He asked me yesterday afternoon, he says, you know, I'm not a big fan of the Freightliners, and we only have 3 Volvos left. I said, yeah, I'm not either. He says, well, would you rather be in a Volvo? I said, yeah, even though the other one's newer, they got all fancy bells and whistles, yeah, I'd rather be in a Volvo. I'm better. They handle, there's an awful lot of hesitation in those Freightliners. And when you're trying to negotiate the loading docks, and you got that trailer on the back, if you got a loaded trailer, it'll shift gears, and when it moves four shifting gears, it'll pause. And in that pause, you'll start rolling backwards, then you got to lock up the brakes, you got to start the motion all over again. It's kind of aggravating. Volvos tend not to do that. And plus, the Volvos just have more power. I guess, I don't know what it is, but they run a whole lot smoother.
I've not driven either one of them, so I was just curious to what the difference was.
Down the interstate, they just, the Freightliners don't have the oomph that the Volvos do. Doing the gear shifts is just aggravating, kind of.
How come, or the reason why is because of the way they spec'd it out. You know, different engines, different trans, different gear in it. I wonder if that's what's causing it.
I'd be interested in knowing that, if you ever figure that out, but that part's beyond me.
Makes a big difference in how you spec that truck out. Instead of just buying the cheapest thing out there, you know, you can get the the Detroit versus the Cummins, or, you know, Eaton versus Allison, you know, that kind of thing, and make a big difference in how it handles.
If they do, let's clock in. I'm clocked in now. Now I'm getting paid.
Want to remember to do that.
About 15, 20 minutes early every day anyway when I come in. Because I try and clock in right at 6:30. No earlier, no later. A little late this morning.
Not bad, though.
This afternoon. That's usually what I do. I guess it equate to driving a Ford versus an Audi or a BMW. You know, the difference there?
Like I said, the power thing, that's just how they spec'd it out. So you never know. I mean, that and a different gear ratio makes all the difference in the world, too, in these trucks.
Close has got to go on hands down on the Freightliners, I'm sorry to say.
Well, they make different brands. Everybody's got their preference. So, if you're going strictly on comfort, do you like one? If not, you never get the perfect one, it seems like, though.
Then there's the ELDs.
I don't have to mess with one of those. And it won't be long before they put their ELDs in every truck, and you have to do it no matter what.
I can see that time coming. An aircraft.
We log by air traffic control, but they probably got no need for it.
Stop this morning.
On the north side of Traveler's Rest, just as you're coming in. I'm sitting here already.
Trying to get to work.
Just trying to stay on some kind of a consistent schedule.
Yep, that's always good. Consistency, we're human. We like that regular schedule. Because I like the regular schedule I get to sleep in, but hey, I like doing what I'm doing though. Stressful job to this. It's like day and night.
And so,
Sundays after church, y'all normally do a regular, you take the wife out to dinner, or, well, I thought about calling you on a Sunday, just saying, hey, let's, you know, let's get together, you know, what time church normally get out, we're going to meet up somewhere. I don't know if you go, like, with a church group or something, afterwards, maybe go to dinner.
eat lunch and then head home. But if we've got something else to do, we'll do that too. Most of the time, let's just go home and sit down and relax and get ready for Monday.
Well, not that sit down and relax and be ready for Monday, but we're going to Charleston this weekend, so probably won't be this weekend, but maybe next weekend, maybe we'll get together.
Give me a shout. Let us know. We're not be glad to do it. Sometimes it's just nice to go out and not sit around the house.
I'll sell Blue Moon, go to the flea market, or actually make the long drive, come down here and go to the jockey lot there on 29 outside of Williamston. But we like to stay active, get around town.
HKX, yeah. It's good for you to stay active. I know, for me personally, since COVID hit 2020 there, I'm not near as active as I used to be, and I can tell.
I went out and bought those bicycles. I'm trying to spend a little bit of time riding, actually get the wife riding a little bit. You didn't have to see the weather for the day. Is it supposed to rain all day or later this afternoon? Or it looks pretty dark around here now.
Looking at the hourly for Greer, just a general area, and it's about a 25% chance of precipitation all day. But they're calling it partly sunny, mostly cloudy.
Gotta give it a little higher percentage based on what I'm looking at now. And I passed the QT here. It's $3.59 a gallon here. It's $3.54 a gallon at Sam's Club in Hendersonville. Crazy. I guess I'll wait to get home before I fill up.
Just to easily, I got diesel down there. Was it Saturday for $3.20?
Probably down to Easley though.
Over in that area. But if you're not, it's not worth it. You can get it at the house for 20 cents more, and you're not going to make up the difference.
I'll just wait to fuel up and get home. That way we have a full truck. I'll be sitting in the parking lot at the house with the full truck, ready for next week.
My pickup truck back, I'm thinking about putting one of those extended fuel tanks in the bed.
Did I tell you what I picked up over the weekend about that generator house?
Yeah, you did.
That little thing, you could buy the lumber in that thing for $50, much less the hardware you put in it. You put an electric fan in there. He's got the cord outlet. The outlet's like he's got a camper with the weather cover for the cord where it goes out through the wall, one on each side. Got two of those. And the whole big cart with 9 wheels on it for $50. And a nice tin roof on it that opens up. It's crazy.
Build a nice little house or shed, whatever you want to call it, for a generator then.
I'm gonna do the same thing. Put mine in there. Get out the garage. Make more room. We need more room in the end. In C9B.
KI4LZI4.
KL4HKX here in Leon. In C9V.
I'm not awake at this time of morning, but for some reason I am, and I heard y'all talking. I guess you're aware of the not Hamfest, but the field day's going to be down at the same place as down at the equestrian park, correct?
So about field day. I don't know if I'm going to try to go this year or not. I'm still trying to decide.
Try to go to that on Sunday and go to ours over here on Saturday. Over at Dacresville, ours at Dacresville, and that is over there, and try to go to that, and as you say, you're a member of many different groups like myself, so that's what I'm going to try to do, because both of them are fairly close to where I'm at in the other states. I just come in here to mention that to him. I didn't know if he knew for sure or not, but I hope you got the programming in that little truck where you straightened out there for the for Billy's repeater, and hopefully you've also got it programmed up tone alert to come in on the radio you got. So the other station, go ahead. I just wanted to mention that there to Patrick. KI-4LZI portable.
And yeah, I got everything fixed in it, so we're good to go now. But I appreciate the info.
This is James Leon here. You have a great day. Appreciate you coming in there. NC-9B. Section 85 fixed right between Pelham Road and 385. Man, it bounces me all over the place.
Last time I was down that way, it was pretty rough. But Leon, I'm going to have to jump out and get everything opened up and get ready to start my day because they're rolling in.
Remember, big sale, big sale. I'll talk to you later. NC9B. Have a great day.
Leon, you be careful out there today. KO4HKX. Clear.